When a new Alaska governor takes office in December, they'll be faced with some choices. Which priorities from the previous administration should they continue to develop, and which ones should they scrap? In September, a team appointed by Governor Bill Walker released a comprehensive plan to address climate change, but the work is far from over. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has more on a historic policy in limbo.
Lately, Kristen Leiter-Reese has had her nose in a book about how huge catastrophes and natural disasters can affect cultural change. Reese is an anthropology major at the University of Alaska Southeast, and today she's leading a group discussion on Alaska's climate change action plan.
I'm going to kind of explain how I guess climate change has affected me as an individual, and then we're going to go around the room.
As a giant bowl of Halloween candy gets passed around, the conversation shifts between anxieties over the future to questions about whether the action plan is enough to initiate change. The plan is basically a big menu of options, including target reduction goals, establishing a bank for energy efficiency projects, and considering a stay carbon tax. Reese admires some of the ideas in the document, but still.
It is a paper report, and I feel like when you focus so much of an effort into one place, it makes it easy to just set that basket of eggs on a shelf somewhere and just not acknowledge it again, especially when you have something going on like elections, for example, last week.
Last week, Governor Walker announced he would be suspending his re-election campaign. Reese already had this discussion in the works as part of her senior project. She says the announcement changed the mood a bit, now that the policy Walker endorsed seems even more up in the air. So the question is, will the two frontrunners in the governor's race keep this team intact to work on climate change issues in the state? Here's Democrat hopeful Mark Begich.
Yes, but I also want to underline that I don't want them just to meet. I want to meet to get things done.
Begich says that means identifying solutions that Alaskans can implement now. He points to things like improving energy efficiency in state and municipal buildings and incentivizing the private sector to invest in those projects. And I want to be clear, so what you're talking about is addressing this at a local level, but when it comes to passing some type of legislation to reduce emissions, is that something that you would support?
I would be interested in that, sure, but I would want to be realistic. You know, the legislature to do something, you know, while we're waiting, we'll see some more villages disappear into the water, and I'd rather get busy while we're trying to do things like that that help deal with the emissions issue and not sit around and wait for things to happen.
Begich says he wouldn't support a stay carbon tax. Something that was even a sticking point for Governor Walker. Republican Mike Dunleavy has also stated he's not a fan of taxes. Still, Dunleavy's remarks about prioritizing the climate action team were different from his opponents. Dunleavy's staffers said he couldn't squeeze in the time to talk about this. But in an earlier interview, he had this to say.
I think we have a lot of issues that, in my opinion, quite frankly and bluntly, are more important than the climate task force. And I'll be focusing on these immediate issues for Alaska instead of focusing on the issues embedded in this task force.
Keep in mind, this isn't the first time an Alaska governor has assembled a team to address climate change, and priorities shifted after a change of power. Luke Hopkins knows all about it. He served on Governor Sarah Palin's work group in 2007 and recently spent months helping create the plan for the Walker administration.
Yes, it very much could sit on the shelf.
Hopkins has been here before. In 2014, after Sean Parnell was elected governor, Hopkins jokes that report sat high up on a shelf. That is, until this year, when some of those same ideas were incorporated into this more formalized policy. Hopkins says now the real work to address climate change can start. But it's hard to know what that might look like under new leadership.
All of that has to be refined. How are you going to do some of these statements? How are you going to implement them? What is the next step for that? And again, we certainly hope that that continues, but we have to wait and see.
Currently, Hopkins says there are no climate action leadership meetings planned, but the team is appointed for the next 2 years. He expects a meeting could occur sometime shortly after the governor's race. And Hopkins hopes it's not another shelving of ideas, another send-off. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.